Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue a week focused on a sincere love, we're looking at loving eagerly. Or a loving eagerness. And the passage in Romans that we've been using this week, where we're told to have a sincere love, Paul goes on, and I believe he uses that passage to describe some of the characteristics that will be obvious in our life if our love is sincere. They're characteristics of God as they represent His sincere love for us. But they want to look at particularly at Romans 12, verse 11, where he says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." He began just a few verses earlier with that statement that love must be sincere. So I think about that and this idea of keeping our spiritual fervor. I think about an eagerness to do the things of God. An eagerness to express our love by serving. He talks about serving the Lord and maintaining that fervor. You think about your relationships in life. And how eager are you to serve those that you love? You may want to be careful answering that question. Because in a lot of ways, the answer to that question really reveals the sincerity of your love. And I believe the same holds true in our relationship with God. We can talk a lot about loving God. We can talk about a lot about loving His Word, about loving Jesus. But how sincere are we? Are we excited about opportunities to serve? When the list comes out to needing help for nursery duty, for vacation Bible school, for visiting the sick, the shut-in, for meeting to pray for one another. Is our eagerness to serve evident? Or are we filled with excuses? And I believe God has gifted us differently, and there are some things that we do because that's what we're good at. That's what God has made us to do. There are other things we do because it needs done. And we want to see it done. And there are things that we encourage others to do because they also need to serve. This past summer, I helped with the vacation Bible school in 1 week. I needed to step in and lead the song time. Not my giftedness at all. But there was an eagerness to serve and to express joy and excitement to these children about knowing God. And when we live with this sincere love, we ought to be able to maintain, and not only maintain, but to grow in our spiritual fervor, in our eagerness to serve the Lord. And I know many times, well, yeah, I would serve God if there was something I could do for Him. Really? to me, one of the most convicting passages in Scripture, and there's a lot of them actually, but one that constantly grabs at my heart and challenges my thinking is the Matthew 25 passage where the king is separating people as sheep from goats. And one is welcomed into his presence and the other is cast out into utter darkness. And it appears that neither group is quite sure why they got chosen for the destination they arrived at. And when it came down to it, it was those that Jesus said served the least of these, his brethren, who visited the sick, the prisoners, clothed the naked, fed the hungry, served people that served him. The ones that refused to do any of that are the ones that refused to serve him. And so if your claim is that you would serve God if you only knew what to do, open your eyes and look at the people around you. What do they need? Maybe start with what they want and ask God to refine that into what is really needed. You know as well as I do, our wants and our needs are often very different from each other. But a sincere love often goes beyond the basic necessities to wanting to do more. And so often we look at our relationship with God and we think in our mind, how little can I get by with? How little can I give and still be pleasing to God? How little can I show up and worship Him with others and still be pleasing to God? How little can I do and still please God? That's not a very good recipe for success in relationship with God or with people. A sincere love looks for the opportunities to do more. And they find ways to make those happen. My wife loves to travel. I enjoy it. But I have these Lemler genes that kind of becomes a natural homebody. But because it's something that she loves, I'm constantly looking for ways to just get away. A night, two nights, whatever we can. And I enjoy those times. And when we live life with this sincere love, we're constantly looking for what more can I do? One more opportunity, one more trip, one more giving. And when we live with this sincere love for God, we ought to be looking for opportunities to serve, to give, to share, to worship, to express our love, to help. You see, I believe that's what Paul's getting at in this passage in Romans. When he says love must be sincere, and he lists these things, and part of that is to keep your spiritual fervor, to keep the honeymoon alive, to be eager to serve. And when your fervor is kept lit and you're eager to serve, there will not be a shortage of opportunities. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider how excited are you to serve? Do you live with a loving eagerness? Or do you live with a mentality of just getting by? It's my prayer that God would transform each one of us. That more and more service to others would abound because our love is sincere and is growing in sincerity. And that's being expressed to those that the world considers the least of these. It seems like I always have to qualify that because in God's view, even though He uses that term, there are no least or greater. All are valuable in His sight. But He recognizes that as humans, we tend to value people, often based on what they can do for us. And He says when we begin to serve those that can do little, when we begin to serve those who can do nothing for us, we begin to serve Him. Let's set our minds and hearts on doing that eagerly. Would you spend some time praying with me today? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You are the ultimate example of sincerity and love as You served us by sending Jesus to pay a penalty that we could never pay, to set us free from sin, to redeem us, to buy us back to Yourself as those who are holy, chosen by You. Father, today may we examine our heart and our life of service. And may the sincerity of our love be expressed in an eagerness to serve. A spiritual fervor that desires to be with You and with others who are worshiping and honoring You. Eyes and mind that are looking for opportunities to express our love in more and greater and diverse ways. So, Father, as we hear of needs in our church family, in our church gatherings, in our co-workers, our friends and neighbors, may You change our mind so that we hear those and our heart is eager to help. And Father, for those areas that we feel unqualified for, that we feel ill-equipped to do, may we have an eagerness that overcomes our fears and our uncertainties. Not in a bold or arrogant or brash way that knocks others aside, but in a humble way that just wants things to be done and to be done well. Father, if that serving is encouraging others to help that can do it better, then may we be those recruiters that encourage and lift up others. But if there is no one else, may we be eager to serve, to show our love, to show that reflection of Your love for us. And Father, today may You increase the spiritual fervor in our life, the joy and excitement that we have from being Your child, from being belonging to You. And may we reflect that sincere love that you have expressed to us in the way that we treat others, even those that are considered least in our culture and our society. May we lift them up and serve them with a loving eagerness. And in all of it, may we honor and lift up the name of Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.